Welcome to The Extra. I'm Shannon Brittany, as your host for the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we're talking to folks from an organization, a nonprofit here in the community that has been serving seniors for more than 50 years. And they date back to 1970. That's when this group was founded. And believe it or not, back then, the Older Americans Act provided funding. Yes, indeed. For just one staff member. That's right. That's how modest and humble the beginnings were of Silver Key. But since then, it has grown into one of the preeminent organizations in our community that is definitely helping seniors weather difficult times and find community and find common ground through their services and through what they're able to offer. And certainly, it has been a task that's been made more difficult during the pandemic and even coming out on the other side. Silver Key has been weathering sometimes rocky currents in the flow of what they're supposed to be doing. So joining us today, we are so pleased to have with us Derek Wilson, Chief Strategy Officer for Silver Key. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteer and Community Engagement for Silver Key. Thanks, too, for joining us here on The Extra, Jamie.
Thanks, Shannon.
Good morning. All right, let's start off with Derek. Derek, why don't you tell us about Silver Key's mission? What's it all about?
Sure, great question. As you know, there's a lot of people that are new to town may not have heard us in that 50-year history. So we're committed to making this region, the Pikes Peak region, the best community in the nation to age. We're locally operated right here in this area for more than 50 years, as you said. And we achieve our mission through three essential services, through our reserve and ride transportation service. The shuttles we're widely known for, our home-delivered meals, including the provider of the Meals on Wheels program locally, nutrition service, and then lastly, our senior health and wellness area, which runs the gamut of services of, guardianship wards of the state all the way to I have a question, need, or concern. We help them with that. It's all about making sure that we preserve the dignity and independence of older adults, allowing them the choice to safely and healthy age as they choose.
And Derek, although maybe the beginnings were modest and small with just one paid staff member, I mean, today on an annual basis, you serve quite a large population. Tell us about those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So on an annual basis right now, we serve more than 11,000 seniors, unique seniors every year, many of them receiving more than one service. Many of them we help keep safe, stable, and secure throughout the year in a variety of ways. We estimate in our 50-year history that more than 500,000 seniors and their families have been impacted by the work that we do.
Right. And certainly it's something that no one anticipates that seniors in the community might have to turn to strangers, essentially, to be helping them with these services. But that is probably just one of the outcomes of living to a ripe and happy older age. So all of that would not happen, though, without the volunteer services. And let's bring Jamie into the conversation. Jamie, I'm sure that staffing suffered somewhat during the pandemic. How are you doing now?
Sure. So Silver Key has a volunteer impact program, a VIP program. We're always looking for individuals in the community to volunteer on a short-term or a long-term basis. They can do that individually or in groups. So feel free to have individuals reach out to us at the 719-884-2300. That's our Silver Line phone number. Or it's www.silverkey.org/volunteer. But we've been so fortunate with this pandemic to have individuals coming and helping us in all of our service areas that Derek had mentioned, and a steady flow of folks, but we're always open to more.
How critical is it to have that very strong volunteer workforce to help you communicate and deliver and do everything that you need to do, coordinate transportation? How important is it to have that volunteer workforce?
It's essential, Shannon. It's really the heartbeat of our organization. We really would not be able to provide the services we do to over 10, 11,000 seniors in the Pikes Peak region without our volunteers. And as Derek mentioned, those major service areas They come in and they provide those smiles that the seniors are needing, that the families are needing, to make sure that there's engagement emotionally and socially for those seniors on a daily basis.
And Derek, we know that during the pandemic, a lot of things were impacted, and I'm glad that some of those delivery services were still able to continue. But how is it going? Because you have the Connections Cafe, which is such a wonderful resource, but that has been impacted by the pandemic even now.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we had to pivot every service during 2020 and part of this year. But the good news is that thanks to vigilance, thanks to the advent of the vaccines that people have been getting, we've been able to reopen about half of our cafes, and the other half are still set to open by August. So we're thrilled with that the Connection Cafes are back in business, if you will. We did operate them. It's just they looked very different during 2020, where folks just came by, they grabbed their meals, and they left. We want to get them back to what's all in the name, about connecting, getting them out of social isolation, getting them involved and engaged with others. And so many have yearned for that, longed for that, and it's needed for their cognitive, mental, emotional well-being. And so we're thrilled, for example, in that program that we're able to do that. One other thing I would love to circle back on is the fact that, you know, people not having, you know, others to care for them. And we're here, and we are glad to be here. But with the aging process and just life in general, folks sometimes need that ride to an essential medical appointment, or to have somebody to talk to, or they have a need that arises. We serve all seniors in the area, regardless of income. And so that's one of the things that, you know, when we started, it was really about, you know, the poor, sickly, indigent, and frail. And while we still absolutely serve those folks, we serve all seniors in the area, and with all of our services, with quality, compassionate, expert-level care.
Right. And it becomes something that you don't anticipate. It can kind of sneak up on you. You know, for instance, in a couple's lives, one member of the couple might have had failing eyesight, so can't drive. So the other member of the couple is the one that's relied on to drive them to doctor's appointments and such. But then if that person has some sort of health issue, short-term, long-term, all of a sudden, it's a couple that otherwise seems healthy on the outside that really is stuck transportation-wise and can't be mobile, can't get to those critical health appointments, can't do grocery shopping, can't pay bills and such if they tend to drop them off in the mailbox or something. So it really can be something that maybe you're not anticipating that this is going to be affecting you, but it can. And so being aware of the services that are provided by Silver Key, and that's so great that you've expanded them so that it really does reach anyone in need in the community. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a way that you out there listening can really get involved in helping to support this important nonprofit organization in our community. And it's also a way to maybe shrug off 2020. Let's pretend it didn't happen. Let's celebrate what would have happened if 2020 had been a normal year. That's coming up in our next segment of The Extra. Keep on listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And before I was going to break, I was kidding around saying, hey, let's imagine what it would have been like if the pandemic hadn't happened. Okay, that we know is wishful thinking. Certainly it has caused hardship in many, many ways and unfathomable loss for a lot of people. But at the same time, you also had organizations like Silver Key. And Silver Key was getting ready, getting prepared to celebrate a big anniversary with a big gala fundraiser. It was supposed to be the golden anniversary last year, but the pandemic threw all those plans into chaos because you couldn't do things like that last year. So this year, going to do it all over again and pretend it's like last year, right? And so why don't we have, Derek, would you like to talk about the upcoming gala?
Yes, absolutely. And I get what you're saying. There's that moment where you sit and you think, man, you know, this thing that we've been living, this pandemic, it's been terrible and tragic, and you kind of wish that you could, you know, rewind and not have it happen. But yeah. And so for us, you know, we were planning our big 50th anniversary gala celebration, and we were full steam ahead. And of course, with the rules, the regs, and just the risk involved, we had to, you know, make difference plan. So with that said, we saved all that fun for 2021. And on Saturday, August 7th at the Boot Barn Hall at Bourbon Brothers from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to be celebrating our 50th/51st anniversary for everyone to come out and be a part. And the great thing is that everything we make proceed-wise goes to supporting those in need. We've got tons of amazing sponsors that have stepped up to ensure that any costs that we have are covered. And so 100% of what we raise that night will be going to these valuable services, every ticket sale, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So it's a really great intersect of celebration for a great cause. And we hope that many folks will visit our website, silverkey.org/gala, and learn more and hopefully buy some tickets.
Yeah, buy tickets, participate, and even if you can't be there in person, doing it virtually is also a great option too, right?
That's absolutely right. I'm glad you said that. So for those that can't be there, don't feel comfortable being there, maybe they're traveling, maybe they're out of the area, whatever the case may be, if you can't attend and join us in person, we hope that you'll check it out virtually. It's completely complimentary to participate in the virtual gala, and you can still participate in the silent auction and many of the other fun things that'll be going on at the gala. So we've made it a very robust and interactive piece. It's not just, you know, watching it, although, you know, certainly we'll be able to hear all the great messages that are coming forward. So yeah, absolutely. If you can't be with us, please do join us virtually.
And Jamie, how much does an event like this, an event that's getting back to, you know, public gatherings, how much does that, do you think, go toward engaging the community, toward drumming up volunteers, toward recommitting volunteers? Because that's a lot of the lifeblood of Silver Key.
Yes. The connectivity is going to be amazing at the gala. We actually are actively recruiting volunteers that would want to help us set up, set throughout, and assist throughout the event with things related to our silent auction, handing out goodie bags, the cleanup process. So if anybody in the community loves events and wants to come out and celebrate the half century of Silver Key, we're always looking for individuals to help us the day of, or even be a part of the committee with some of the preparations in the next 2.5 weeks or so. But it's really going to be a true celebration for us. We've worked so hard in the gala, for the gala event, and so hard during this pandemic to provide really steady and consistent and important services for our seniors. During the pandemic, Silver Key was able to obtain 100 extra volunteers that came and made face masks, helped out with our, you know, food prep that went out for home-delivered meals, Meals on Wheels, the food pantry, so many different areas. Individuals and groups came out in droves, and it was absolutely amazing.
Well, that's great to hear. And I've been looking at your website. So, folks, if you're listening and you want to participate, this sounds like a fantastic event, you're thinking, silverkey.org/gala, G-A-L-A. That is where you go for information. And smack dab in the middle of this online presentation here, it says, what is a strolling soiree? So, Jamie, do you want to tackle that? What is a strolling soiree?
Sure. So it's an opportunity for individuals to mingle throughout the room. We will have some tables and some fun casino games set up throughout the space, but it's meant to not be a sit-down meal. You'll be able to enjoy some heavy hors d'oeuvres, enjoy some beverages, and really mingle and connect with one another in the community. So it's designed to be able to allow people to mix. The event will go from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., but ultimately individuals can come and go as needed.
And we should mention that Boot Barn Hall has been approved by the 5-star certification program of Colorado, meaning that it's a venue that's gone above and beyond the average public health orders for safety measures to slow the spread of COVID. And what's the word on masks? Required or not required or optional or what?
We follow all public health orders, and so right now there are no requirements in place. It's encouraged for those who are not vaccinated to wear a mask, and we're actually going to be providing a Silver Key mask for those who choose to wear one. But if you're vaccinated, per the public health orders right now and the guidance from the CDC, masks are not required. So come and show your smiling faces at all of our fun stations that will be out throughout the strolling soiree.
Oh, but I love a branded mask. Nothing better. That's fun. We have one for KRDO. Not quite as fun, but the Silver Key would be fun. All right. We need to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Derek Wilson about a program that's known as Five Wishes. Why it's something that you may want to pay attention to and what it means. That's coming up in our next segment of The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Today, we're talking to the folks from Silver Key, the organization that really is a champion of the older people in our community. And certainly they are giving of themselves, but one way that we can give back is participating in the 50th anniversary gala, either by joining in, going to it in person, or by attending virtually, or by volunteering to help out with this very important fundraiser for Silver Key's organizational expenses. So again, 17 days, 8 hours and 21 minutes and 32 seconds to go until that gala. And I can't say I figured that out on my own. There's actually a countdown clock, Derek and Jamie, right on your website that helps out so that we don't lose track of when that's coming up. But certainly a very exciting thing for Silver Key. All of that taking place in person at Boot Barn, and also you can participate virtually. But Derek, one of the programs that you offer, in addition to the rides and lunch opportunities that you have for people to grab and go or else take part in some of the Cafe Connections cafes, one of the things that you do also is a program called Five Wishes. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. I'll talk a little bit about it and then kick it over to Jamie, who's our specialist in it. So Five Wishes, we partner with a national nonprofit called Five Wishes, and their program is all about an easy-to-use legal advance directive. It's a document that's written in everyday language. So when you think about making sure that your loved ones have expressed, or that to your loved ones you've expressed, what are your wishes? And when COVID hit, it kind of created a unique opportunity, if you will, where sadly people were faced with, or we were seeing, you know, these you know, sick hospital counts on the news every day and things like that. And folks started thinking about, well, what happens if I can't speak for myself? What happens if something happens to me or to this loved one of mine? And so we began the conversation talking about what does, you know, end-of-life care look like for you, for myself, and for anyone. So anyone 18 or over should think about having their five wishes declared. And these are things like, you know, what kind of care do you want to receive? Do you want to be put on a ventilator? If so, for how long? What kind of pain management do you want? Should you pass? You know, do you want to be buried or cremated or something else? You know, who do you want around you? What do you want them to know about? So these are the types of questions that the Five Wishes program asks about. And the other part of it is that we've coupled it with the idea of legacy giving. And that fact is that whether you have a little or you have a lot, you know, what you have is not always so much in the worth of the material nature of it, but more so, you know, the sentimental value that it creates. So it could be, you know, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa's, you know, favorite, you know, heirloom of some type. And we want to make sure that those things are also discussed for people. So coupled together, we are very much concerned about these types of decisions that people have. And I think Jamie might have more to add to that.
Right. It's finding clarity of those directives, especially why people can, because sometimes also you have issues with communication or mental acuity as you get older, and sometimes things can get a little muddled. So making sure that those are clarified while you can. Jamie, why don't you expand on what Derek has said?
Sure. So Derek gave you guys an overview of the Five Wishes program. We have an opportunity for community members to get involved in our community information sessions, as well as our workshops. So a community information session is something that we offer in a mixed mode, a blended hybrid, so to speak. We still are doing some of that via Zoom. Somebody can join in on their computer and see that with the Zoom technology. We just recently incorporated Facebook Live, which was pretty exciting. And then we are incorporating the information session in person on-site at our Murray location in Colorado Springs. So individuals can choose to come in person, Zoom, or view us on Facebook Live, which is amazing. And then after that information session, there's an opportunity to connect with our team member, Sean Dana, and have an individual workshop where he would be able to go through the booklet that's available in English or in Spanish and be able to go step-by-step through those wishes, the legacy giving, those key components of this easy-to-use guide that Derek referred to. We want to make sure people understand what the information is about, how to communicate that not only to loved ones, but also to providers. During these information sessions, we partner with two very important community sponsors and partners with us, Thrivent and Adams Bank and Trust. So those are individuals that pair up with us during these information sessions, and they're able to share information about their services as well.
Right. And I don't know if it's, you know, just my personal experience, but it seems like there is that need for clarity to be provided. And sometimes it's difficult to get the conversations going. What might be a way that if you are a loved one who you think you have a loved one that you think might benefit from one of these information sessions, that you can gently indicate to them that, hey, this might be something that would be of value and benefit to you?
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, if individuals, I mean, feel free to have anybody in the community join us for our next information session, which will be next Tuesday, July 27th at 8:30 in the morning. And I really think if somebody listens in or participates in this information session, they're going to feel like they have the confidence and the tools and the overall awareness to have those difficult conversations and have it in a comfortable space in somebody's home or wherever the case may be that they want to gather and start talking about this. The booklet is very easy to use and navigate, so it creates a comfortable guide through the conversation for people to get that information out and, most importantly, to get it written down for both the family members and the providers,
right,
healthcare providers.
From the outside to me, it seems like this provides peace of mind. And just so our listeners know, I'm putting mine together too. So, because I, you know, you especially I think COVID and pandemic have shown us that you really do need to plan for all eventualities when something like this has struck so many families. But in terms of doing it, it provides, it sounds like, a peace of mind that to not only the person who's putting down the five wishes, but to those surrounding them. It really is helping to take care of some of those anxieties that accompany anytime someone, you know, becomes critically sick so that they can't communicate any wishes or you know, maybe has a decline or sadly passes too unexpectedly. So is that what the goal is for this?
Yeah, if I can jump in on that one, Shannon, I think that a couple of things that to what you said. The first is that, you know, our tagline is aging is all of us, and the fact is that it's the one universal shared life experience. And if you know, aging is synonymous with living, right? But like every journey, there's an end, and so we want to make sure that seniors who were disproportionately affected during COVID brought this to light, this need to light, and we adopted it. But anyone 18 or older really should have their wishes laid out, because though, you know, we think about things like, oh, you might get COVID, you might get cancer, and those are very serious, and you usually have some buildup to what's going to happen. But, you know, sadly, we don't know what the ride home might look like, right? You don't know that heart attack that may occur out of nowhere, those hidden health issues and things. So we want to make sure everyone's ready and prepared, because the opposite, you know, if you failed to plan, you better plan to fail. And this is something that, in terms of the emotional cost, the financial cost, the time cost, we want people to be able to have those things, that peace of mind, that burden lifted. And really, people express to us that the anxiety that is reduced by having these things written out and expressed is almost in itself life-changing.
Right. It, you know, being able to actually have a plan and it'll be enacted after you're gone, but at least you have a plan. So that seems to be a very freeing sort of thing in a way. All right, we're continuing the conversation with the folks from Silver Key. Derek Wilson was just speaking, Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteer and Community Engagement with the nonprofit. We're going to be continuing the conversation after these messages. We'll talk a little bit more about Five Wishes, touch again on the gala, how to find out more information, and also just talk about, you know, how Silver Key has weathered this pandemic. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today, oh boy, this is an organization that has been around for a half a century. Think about that. Since 1970, providing services, badly needed services for the seniors of our community. But as Derek Wilson was pointing out before we went to break, well, aging is something that we all have in common. We're all going to be one of those people who is, you know, maybe needing the services of Silver Key, maybe wanting the services and the connectivity of Silver Key that Silver Key provides. And the rest of us, well, there's plenty of opportunity to volunteer. So we were talking before we went to break about the Five Wishes. And Jamie, you talked about these Zoom informational meetings. Such a great idea. And they're also going to be carried on Facebook Live. Will people have the opportunity to go back? Say they can't watch it at the time it's scheduled at 8 o'clock in the morning. Will people be able to go back and watch it later by going to Silver Key on Facebook?
That's a great question. The Facebook Live truly is live, and we don't have the archive capability, I believe, for that. But with the Zoom session, we've been recording them. So individuals can reach out to us, and we'd be happy to share that Zoom session. Or if anything, they can join the next information session that would be coming. We tend to have the community info sessions every 2 weeks or so, so twice a month. Individuals are welcome to join us in person or via online with Zoom and Facebook Live. So there's always opportunity to get engaged and get that important information.
Okay. And again, the way to get engaged, you can go to their website, silverkey.org. You can email them at info@silverkey.org. You can also call, it's called the Silver Line, right? 719-884-2300. That'll get you all the information you need, correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Derek, as we are getting into the final segment here, have a couple minutes left, what do you want folks to know about the gala and why they should maybe think about participating?
Absolutely. So you mentioned it. So for one third of the life of Colorado Springs, you know, we just celebrated our sesquicentennial here, right? 150 mm-hmm. years. So one third of the life of Colorado Springs, we've been a part of that. We're a legacy heritage organization, well-rooted in the Pikes Peak region. And we want folks to come out, celebrate. And again, that intersective, it's all for a great cause. 100% of proceeds will be going to help with all the services we talked about and so many more. We are going to be talking about some of the things that will be launching us into our next 50 years, including we're going to have some cool additional announcement related to our senior affordable housing complex that we are looking to begin work on. I don't have a lot of details for that now, but we're going to talk more about that at the gala so folks can learn more. But it's a great way to give back and have a great time. So it's truly that win-win for everyone. If they can't be there, of course, we'd love them to participate virtually. They can bid on the silent auction items and really be a part. So we want folks to know that it's a safe place to come to celebrate and to really give back to an organization that loves to serve others. So we hope that they'll do that.
Oh, and you had a little teaser there for senior affordable housing. Boy, those words desperately needed in our time where we're seeing rents and home prices and housing prices go up so much in the region. So definitely something to be interested in. And I'm not going to ask you to spoil the surprise, Derek. Got to give people a reason to go to that big gala. Jamie, as we are wrapping up our final minute here, what would you like the listeners to know about some of the events and participatory opportunities that there are through Silver Key?
Sure. So with the Volunteer Impact Program, VIP program, once again, feel free to call us through the Silver Line or the silverkey.org/volunteer. We have opportunities in all of the service areas related to nutrition with Connections Cafe, home-delivered meals, Through our senior health and wellness, we have our companionship programs, food pantry, thrift store, and then even if individuals love to do administrative things or help out at events like the gala, they can specifically help out our volunteer engagement team. Silver Key is part of a grant with the AmeriCorps Seniors Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP program. So when individuals that are 55 and older choose to volunteer with Silver Key, they're able to join the AmeriCorps Seniors RSVP program with us, as well as being a Silver Key volunteer. So it's a dual volunteer engagement, which is amazing and a great partnership. But we're so excited to speak with anybody that hears this call and your show today and reaches out to us.
Okay. Again, I'd like to thank our guests for today, Jamie Holligan, Director of Volunteer and Community Engagement for Silver Key. Jamie, such good words and so well said.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Shannon.
And Derek Wilson, Chief Strategy Officer for Silver Key. Thank you for laying out the information that is needed, whether you need the services or just want to support the services of Silver Key. It's very valuable information.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Just want to guide you once again to Silver Key's website, silverkey.org. There you can find out all the information about their 50th anniversary gala. That is a way that you can give and share and take part in celebrating this very important organization that does so much for people in our community. Okay, we're down to 17 days, 8 hours, and 2 minutes and 38 seconds until that gala. So definitely plan accordingly. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.